Hi everyone, Sam here. So this episode is about the travel industry. I know a lot of people are wishing that they could be on holiday right now, so this is probably quite timely and hopefully might be a little bit reassuring that one day we'll be able to travel like we did before, maybe not exactly like we did before, but in a similar fashion. So what I really love about this episode is the number of people that sent me voice notes about how amazing it is to be able to rediscover the beauty of the country that you live in. Obviously for me, that's the UK. And also how people are beginning to appreciate outdoorsy kind of style holidays a little bit more. You know, the wonders of nature and that kind of thing. Personally, I love a UK holiday, but that's mostly because I'm terrified of flying. So it's kind of a bit self-imposed. So my options have always been a bit limited. Anyway, there's also some amazing predictions in there regarding the methods of travel that we might be using in the future, whether fares will go up or down, how travel industry employment might change, something I definitely never thought about, but it's actually fascinating. Yeah, there's so much in this one. It's great. I've had loads of voice notes all saying incredible things. So anyway, as always, I will stop talking and I hope you enjoy.
People will be taking fewer trips, but longer and definitely more immersive ones. I think there's a real pent-up demand for, you know, escapism away from cities. So the break to Europe, the quick nip over to Amsterdam for the weekend, or Paris, or Barcelona. I do think that's gonna be one thing that doesn't come back anytime soon, especially with the restrictions. I think people are looking for longer trips. Maybe we just got quite used to having the ability to nip over for a quick weekend rather than, you know, really getting into a place and knowing the locals. And I think this is something that's actually a good thing from the pandemic, that people just don't take for granted the ability to travel, and hopefully people will appreciate it more and then have a deeper and richer experience from it. I think it's a win-win for both tourists and locals.
I have seen that travellers are keen to unlearn many of the damaging habits that we once took for granted. If anything, recent months have made us realise the gravitas of certain decisions we choose to take, or not take, and how this affects the wider society we exist in. So we'll probably think more about supporting local, independent businesses abroad, booking with small tourism companies, staying at small franchises instead of hotel chains, and more. As for solo travel, this will rise more sharply than the rate it has been steadily growing at for the past 3 to 5 years. The pandemic has evoked a sense of fragility for all the plans we make and the things we previously knew to be certain. What has transpired is an appreciation for the uncertainty of time. This, coupled with recognising the importance of freedom of movement and independence, travellers are realising that waiting for the perfect moment to travel will never come. You create those perfect moments. What's more is that the sentiment of life's too short is now widespread and has never seemed more urgent.
What's particularly important now and also beyond COVID-19, basically what we need to do is put the well-being of our people, whether they are customers or our team, at the centre of everything that we do, so that they become loyal to our business and return, which will obviously lead to financial benefits too. People will want to have part-time jobs and have a number of them. So we may have, you know, a number of people wanting to work 2, 3, 1 shift a week, but it's about having those people who are absolutely fired up, really grateful for the part-time opportunity, and do their job exceptionally well for when they're there and fresh and excited about doing the work that they are doing. So overall, to go for quality people, be flexible, and ensure that we look after them.
We are going to see significantly less defined seasonal periods of the year. Whereas in the past, we all rushed to go on holiday during a 6-week period during the summer. I think because we are all going to be much more obsessed with finding outdoor and adventure pursuits, I do think that the shoulder seasons for booking holidays and going away on interesting adventures is going to become much more popular. So, for example, my next big adventure, cycling the length of Britain, is starting in October, because many of us were absolutely robbed of a summer this year. We never really got going until July, so it really only feels like it's only just begun. We've become scared of flying. We've become intimidated and anxious by being in big groups on planes, on trains, and we'll be desperate to just get as far away from other human beings as possible.
The travel industry was perhaps the first industry to be impacted by the corona health crisis, and it'll probably be the last industry to recover. Travel will be a challenge. What we will continue to see is what we see now: a lot of staycations, a lot of local or regional travel, last minute bookings, and people who are just traveling, you know, by their own means, either with their own cars or with their motorhomes or RVs. Last minute trips will be the norm, at least till later next year.
One thing that we have observed is that this situation is controlled by the individual. It's individual behaviour that is going to bring this pandemic to an end. So you must wear masks, you must sanitise, you must keep your distance. And those people who are willing to do that are having good holidays. And if you're wondering what the strange noises are behind me, it's because I'm doing this standing on a beach in Croatia on the island of Brač, just looking across the Brač Channel. The beaches are well populated with people having a lovely time. They're not on top of each other. The beaches are far from being full, but they're keeping their distance, their little family groups, and they're having a great time. So I think as long as people are willing to accept this social distancing and the necessary precautions that you can take and you should take, then actually you can still have a really nice vacation. And I think that that is the pattern that will establish itself over the next 12 months and probably beyond that.
The travel industry will, if possible, need to look at offering travel discount to try and entice the travelling public. But it's also about building confidence with the travelling public and all those people involved in tourism to reach that happy medium for hotels to stay open, people to travel safely, of course, and people to stay in hospitality and the travel industry.
We'll certainly be looking at a change in demographics in the age groups travelling, much more thought given to how, when and where. Travel has perhaps been more aware and savvy. For airlines, daily costs are involved in parking up aircraft, and after being stationary for a set period of time, they require extensive testing and maintenance. Staff retention costs at this time are also a concern. We may see amalgamation of airlines as they seek to solve their cash flow issues.
As we have gone through the pandemic, each of us have looked for connection to family, to friends, to faith, even to strangers. Travelers are going to be a little bit more judicious in how they spend their time and their money. They will want experiences that create connectedness and meaning. We also see travelers looking for destinations that can allow for social distancing and the opportunities for time spent in nature and outdoors.
Pre-COVID, it was not unusual for people to take several trips a year overseas, so I don't believe that COVID will dampen our appetite for travel. Fares will go up, but travel has never been cheaper than it has in the last few years. I don't think it will become prohibitive, as there's so much competition in the industry. it could become a better experience for passengers, as airlines have to provide a less crowded and herd-gathering mentality to getting on and off planes. The scrum for the overhead locker could become a thing of the past, and travel could become an enjoyment once again rather than an endearment.
One of the things I think people are going to have to get used to if they want to travel are the COVID tests. Currently, we need these for around 7 days before travel. Lots of countries are now requesting that you have one before travel, possibly on arrival, and also whilst you're when you're leaving the country to go back. So that's something people are going to have to understand and accept when travelling, certainly for the next couple of years, I'd imagine. A positive change is there's lots of flexibility now with cancellations and changes because of COVID. So when you're booking, make sure that you're booking with an agent that gives you flexible cancellation and flexible change terms. Lots of hotels offer last minute cancellations. Make sure that you also have that in place for not only if they have to shut for COVID, but if you have to quarantine or self-isolate because you've possibly caught COVID.
I've gathered my predictions that the adventurous-minded, curious travellers will now be heading towards exploring countries that are less travelled, and those that have had fewer COVID-19 cases with a rapid decline, such as Pakistan, then travelling could become affordable for many for places like the Europe and the UK, from over-tourism to no tourism. However, they will be turned into a ghost town. But then again, it could also be the case that there will be a boom in domestic travel. Nevertheless, we will keep travelling because curiosity cannot be expunged.
I think the UK travel industry will grow and the younger generation will be discovering our beautiful country more than ever before, because I think we always forget what a gorgeous country we live in. Travel by rail, ferry and car journeys, I think, will increase to Europe, and that could lead to newly formed companies to cope with the demand. For all you explorers out there, including myself, travel will be as popular as ever, and we will see all generations travelling like never before. Here's to travelling. Yeah!
As always, thank you so much for listening, and the biggest thank you to everyone who took part. The music from the podcast is available on the Spotify playlist, so there's a link in the show notes if you want to have a listen. I do get a couple of requests about that every now and then, so I don't know if people are just trying to avoid it. What's the playlist so I can avoid it? But if you do want to have a listen, it is there. So far we have done property, we've done travel. So next on the list, the next episode is going to focus on the future of the live entertainment industry. So that's theatres, festivals, gigs, other kind of events like that. So it's a huge industry. That is actually going to be a little bit close to my heart, because my day job, my best friend and I run a company called Eric. And Eric was in live events, so I feel like I have some sort of experience here. It will be fascinating to hear other industry professionals talk about their predictions. So that's next on the list, so look out for that one. That'll be out soon. If anyone wants to share any thoughts, questions or suggestions, please do drop me a line on Twitter, so at @realsamhornsby is my handle, or you can just add me on LinkedIn and then send me a message. Also, one more thing, if you do like the show, please do take 5 seconds out of your time and rate it on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It just helps spread the word. Although I have absolutely no plans to monetize this at all, this is genuinely just a passion project for me. I just really enjoy it. It is nice to know that I'm reaching more people. So if you do have a second, please do go rate it. Anyway, that's my monologue over. Thank you for listening.